Well, good afternoon to everyone. What a beautiful day we have and what beautiful weather we are being blessed with. As I remembered last night on the introductory video that we had, a number of people were calling out numbers, the number of years that they had been keeping the Feast of Tabernacles and enjoying being a part of God's called out family. And of course, it had to remind me of myself. I was here 55 years ago at the very first Feast of Tabernacles in Jekyll Island, Georgia. And so I came new in the church, just beginning to learn, more or less probably because of command. But as the festival progressed, I learned much, much more about what God's plan was, and that indeed it was an awesome plan that expands out and reaches out to the rest of the world eventually. And so it was really a time to rejoice. Let's turn over to Leviticus 23 and verse 39. Leviticus 23 and 39. Sure, you've been there many times before, and especially during the feast. Leviticus 23 and verse 39 says, "Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the eighth day a Sabbath rest." And then in verse 40 it says, "And you shall take for yourself on the first day the fruit of the beautiful trees and branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days." How do you like that command, to rejoice? In other words, to really enjoy it. Rejoice. This is the first time the word rejoice is used in the King James Bible. Isn't it interesting that it is used in connection with this great festival? In fact, it is mentioned several times in connection with this very season. So let's look at another scripture over in Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy 16. Deuteronomy 16 and verse 13. We'll read 13 and 14. Deuteronomy 16, verse 13 says, "You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days when you've gathered in your threshing floor, or from your threshing floor and from your winepress. And you shall rejoice in your feast." Did you notice that? Notice it says your feast. We know that at the beginning of Leviticus 23, the Lord spoke to Moses and he said, "These are my feast." And he also said that they are my appointments. But here in Deuteronomy he says, "Your feast." So when you or we buy into God's plan and purpose, they are ours as well, because God is love. And God is a giver, and he wants to share what is his with us. He wants us to share in that joy and rejoicing with him. He wants us to rejoice before him as this festival pictures. Ultimately, it'll be able to, as it's already been mentioned, it'll expand out to all of mankind. Surely this is exciting to God himself, because we gather together around the world to keep his appointments, to worship him, to rejoice, to hear God's great master plan refreshed in our minds. So let us look at this word rejoice in Hebrew. The Hebrew word is S-A-M-A-C-H, and it's pronounced samach, samach, emphasis on the last syllable. Let's say that together. We are here to samach. I almost heard you. Samach. Ah, that's better. Okay. What does that mean? How is it used as the Hebrew? It means to brighten up, to be gleesome, to cheer up, to be or to make glad, to make joy, to make joyful, to be merry, to rejoice. Sort of sounds like God wants us to loosen up a bit, doesn't it? So, continuing on though in that verse, it says, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow who are within your gates, they're all to come and join in this great and wonderful festival. Well, did you bring your servants with you? They're here. They're all around us. There's all kinds of people serving us. You can ask Mr. Stan Martin about that. He has quite a team here. And we have to have all these servants to help us and serve us. So they're here serving us. And we really appreciate that. There's a lot of people here with Matthew 25 talents. And they're being applied here at the feast so that the feast will be successful, so that you'll be able to really enjoy it and rejoice. Some of us are privileged to have actual blood relative family with us, but some may be the only person that God's called in their family. But you don't have to think that you don't have a family here. They're right here. You remember what they said to Jesus, you know, some of them told him, they said, your mother and your brethren are waiting outside to speak with you. What was his answer? He said, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and he said, behold, my brother and my mother, my brethren and my mother. So he says, people who do the will of the Father, they are my brother, my sister, and my mother. So our extended family is here to rejoice with all of us together. And in his millennial kingdom, the family is going to be extended, as I've already mentioned, much, much further. And so all can rejoice together. Another great reason to rejoice is we are here rehearsing and picturing a great future time when all the earth, all the world will be able to rejoice in a new world ruled by the righteous King of Kings. There's a proverb that says, when the righteous are in authority, the people do what? Rejoice. They saw mock. So they rejoice. Let's turn over to Psalms 97 and verse 1. Psalms 97 and verse 1. In Psalms 97 and verse 1, it says, the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. I guess I forgot to give you a title, but that's it right there. When the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles also be glad. So not only will people be able to rejoice, the earth will as well. Drop back one page there in your Bible to chapter 96 and verse 10 and notice what it says. It says, say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. The reason I wanted to point this verse out is because, you know, there are people in the world in Christianity that think the earth is going to be totally destroyed. But is it? No, it isn't. God has a big plan that he's working out here on this planet. And he said, the world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. And he shall judge the peoples righteously. So the righteous are going to reign. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. And the seas roar in all its fullness. Let the fields be joyful in all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice. How about that? All the trees of the wood will psalmach. They'll rejoice. My late Uncle Olin was crippled whenever he was about 18, 19 years of age by crippling arthritis. And so he was crippled all of his life from his waist down. Went on crutches all of his life. But he wasn't handicapped at all. He became a very good wood craftsman. Made baskets, chairs, any kind of tool handles. Made all kinds of things. And he didn't go down to the Home Depot or Lowe's to get his raw material. He cut it right out of the forest where he lived. Brought in the raw material and completely made everything from scratch. But one day he says to me, in the latter part of his life, he said, "I'm having trouble getting good wood." He said, "The forest is sick. It's diseased." And so that's one of the things that Jesus Christ is going to come back and restore. He's going to restore all of these things on the earth and in the atmosphere and bring beauty and pureness, cleanness, good quality stuff back into our environment. And so, yes, even our land, the forest will rejoice when Christ comes to restore all things. And as it is expressed in other Psalms, it says, "Let all rejoice exceedingly." So there is reason to rejoice abundantly, to loosen up a little bit here at the feast and really enjoy it together. So let's say it again together. Let's samach together. Okay, with that, let me transition into the Holy Day offering. We'll be taking up a Holy Day offering, as our tradition is. And so if you need a Holy Day offering envelope, you don't have one with you, and you need one, just hold up your hands. The ushers will see that you get one. Also, if you have your subscription number or your PIN number, be sure to write that on the envelope. It helps them at the home office. But if you don't have that, they can handle it anyway. They're very flexible. And you've heard that to blessed are the flexible, they'll never get bent out of shape. So home office can handle it whichever way you're able to provide it for them. Let's consider a few more verses if you're still there in Psalms 96 and verse 7. Psalms 96, we'll read verse 7 and 8. It says, "Give to the Lord, O families of the earth." Obviously, this must be prophetic because it's saying families of the peoples. So that would include all races of peoples. So there's going to come that time when all people will give their hearts and minds and their blessings as an offering to God. "Give the Lord glory and strength." Verse 8. "Give the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." So we can even rejoice in giving an offering. Just realizing how important that the gospel message is to others and how far-reaching in the world it is. And you know, we're told in 2 Corinthians 9 and 7, God loves a cheerful giver. Let me share just a few of the statistics provided by the Home Office of what your tithes and offerings are going for. There's been 44.7 million Good News and Beyond Today magazines printed and distributed since 1997. There's 54.8 million unique visitors to our UCG.org website since 2006. And there's 12.1 billion, that's with a B, online advertising impressions through Google, Bing, and Yahoo. So the Word of God, the gospel, is going out. Also, let me share just a couple of responses from people who receive this material or get on the internet and read the material and the gospel that is going out to the world. There's one from Ohio here. It says, "I simply had to write you and thank you and our Heavenly Father for the good work that you have done in the publication of Beyond Today. Each issue, you teach me something new and essential to the continual growth of my faith and my love of our Heavenly Father and the Messiah. Your subjects are always timely and informative, but not too much to overwhelm the novice such as I am. The issue on the 70th anniversary of Israel was incredible. I am amazed that all of this is free. Well, we do send it to the world free, but we know that it has a cost, and we help with that cost through our tithes and offerings, and also our co-workers are helping us as well. But he goes on and he says, or he or she, please keep me on your subscribers list, and I will always keep you in my prayers. May you be blessed, and you continue to be a blessing to the world and to those searching for meaning and for peace. So peace is a great word for the millennium in the world tomorrow. One more here. This one comes from, I'll probably slaughter these names, but this is from islands in the South Pacific. Maligula or Kula. And that's the island. And the group of islands is called Vanuatu. Vanuatu. Those are beautiful islands in the South Pacific. And here's what this listener and reader says. He said, I thank you so much for your magazine and the wonderful book that you have sent. Let me tell you how your teaching notes on various subjects and your 12 lessons have helped me. I appreciate the way you explain things from the Bible. Even the facts about God's holy days have been changed by the pagan holidays. These truths have led me to observe the Sabbath. I missed some editions of the magazine. If possible, can you send us a few, please? I really enjoy them, and they have helped me and my family and the school where I teach. Thank you so much. So through this one individual, then, this message is going to not only his family, but he's also sharing it with the people in the school where he works. So let's turn to Deuteronomy 16 once again. Deuteronomy 16. And I'll read a couple of verses here. Deuteronomy 16, verse 16 and 17. 3 times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and at the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Verse 17, every man, or it can be rendered every individual or every person, shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord your God. So at this time we will have offertory music and take up the offering. The offertory music will be a piano solo titled It Is Well With My Soul, and it's offered by Mr. Alan McCarthy.